Almighty Father, we appreciate you once again. We bless your holy name for the opportunity to be here this morning once again. We thank you, Lord. Father, we are about to go into your word. We ask, O Lord, that you prepare our hearts to receive your word in Jesus' name. Father, we pray, O Lord, that you open our spiritual eyes so that we'll be able to understand your word in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for more grace so that we'll be able to do what your word says in Jesus' name. Lord, be merciful unto us. We are tired of being hearer or teacher of your word. Father, show us your mercy so that we'll be doers of your word in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. This morning, we are going to be looking at some important topic in a Christian family. We are going to be looking at child training in a Christian family. If you look around us, you know, there are some many things that are happening around us, even in a Christian home, that people begin to wonder what's happening around the world. And even the government too, they are pleading with families to deliberately set time back to look after the family. I don't know how many of us read the article, this article. Did we? Talking about schools to put God out of the school anthem, you know, and the following Saturday, this was on the Friday, September 23rd. Then on Saturday again, the same article came up. And so what they are saying is that they don't want anything that has to do with God in our schools. Even those of us that, you know, we send our children to Christian school, they are now saying it. Some schools, they are not allowed to bring somebody in to come and teach Bible. No, they are not. So, the government is pleading, because the government also know that when it is good with the family, the whole nation, it will be good with the whole nation. And, you know, sometimes the government, they are the one who will make the law, and which will not benefit the family, but who will pick the pieces? Who? The family. So that is why it's very important for us. So that is the basis of this teaching this morning, that we are going to see, encourage, and remind each other for the need to train our children, you know, even as we are a Christian family, you know. And if you look at the Bible, you know, it has always been God, you know, God's expectation for every godly parent from generation to generation to train up a child in the way of the Lord. We all know it's a very popular Bible passage. That is Proverbs 22:6, you know. And when I look at the dictionary meaning of training, you know, I look at it. To train means to develop or form the habit through behavior or pattern of a child or other person by discipline and instruction. Then when I look at the Bible, I look at it, I say, to train up a child goes beyond discipline and instruction. It's also, you know, discipline. It involves discipline and instruction. That is good, but it involves everything that will make the child to grow up to become a healthy, useful, responsible, and fulfilled adult. And, you know, and everything that will make him to fit for the kingdom. You know, that is the bottom line. You know, training our children should include everything, not about discipline and whatever, but it should involve everything that will make them to fit for the kingdom of God. And let me tell you one secret this morning, if you don't already know. You know, the most important lives in history are the life of your own children. Praise the Lord. That is it. That is the most important life in history. Everybody talk about Moses. How many of us even know Moses' mother? Who know Moses' parents? Jochebed is Moses' mom. How many of us know? I can tell you the most important life in history is the life of your own children. So therefore, we have to make a deliberate effort. What do I mean? We have to deliberately set time aside to train them, and God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, the way we treat our children is going to bring out five things in life, you know, if we really sit down and train them according to the way of the Lord. You know, it will determine how they will live and how they will live their life. If we train them in the way of the Lord, you know, it will help them to grow. You know, it will determine the way they are going to live their own life. It will also determine when they will get saved, if we train them well in the way of the Lord. You know, it will also determine how they themselves will choose their own friend. You know, they will know the type of friend to go out with. They will know the type of places to go. They will know the type of things to say, to do. And it will also help them to trust people, who to trust, and the level of trust, you know. So if we do all, if we train them in the way that God has ordained it to be, so those are the things that it will help us. Let's go back to where we have read. It says, Proverbs 22:6. I think we can open on to it if we have our Bibles here with us. Proverbs 22:6. It's a very popular Bible passage that we read. It says, she train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Praise the Lord. You know, train up a child means to give special attention to each of the children, you know, because every one of them, they are unique. You know, we have to choose time, you know, separate, you know, and we all know our children. That is one good thing about here, because you are always with them. There's no helping, no go to uncle, go to some, you know, not like where we are coming from. So the one advantage of being here is that you know your child from front to page. You know everything about your child. So, and every child is unique. So you need to train them in the way they should go, you know, and when they are old, they will not forget your personal attention that you have given to each child. I know my kids very well. I know the one that I need to, you know, I know the one that I just need to say it and you will follow. I need the one that I need to say it. I have to back it up with more words because I've taken time to, you know, look at each and every one of them. And I know the one that if I say something, is going to open Bible for me too and show me those things that I didn't add to read. So I've taken my time to know them. So I know how to deal with them, you know, personally. Sometimes when I want to talk to them, it has to be on individual because I know they are not at the same level. So the same thing, we have to know our children so that we'll be able to give, you know, pay personal attention to each and every one of them. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. If you look at Luke chapter 2, verse 52, we're going to look at the, you know, the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to use it as a guidepost this morning. Luke chapter 2. If you are there before me, you can read. I want us to read so that we'll be able to participate too. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. It's talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. See, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature, in favor with God and with man. Praise the Lord. If you look at this scripture, it points to four major areas. Wisdom, stature, favor, you know, if you look at it, that is the, and these four areas, they are very important. Let's look at wisdom. Wisdom refers to the mental development of a child, you know. Stature refers to the physical growth of a child. Favor, that is the spiritual development and fervency with God. Favor with man, that is number four. Highlight the social development of every child. And those four areas, they are very important in the life of every child. Look at it this way. A table has four legs. When one is broken, then the table will be unstable. So the same thing applies to the life of our children. You know, we have to balance it. You know, Luke 2:52 explain everything. Wisdom, stature, favor with God and with man. So we have to always refer to it as our guidepost when we look at the life of our when we train our children. You know, if you look at the book of Proverbs chapter 19 verse 18, I want all parents, even if you are an uncle, potential parent, to open to it. It will help you in the future. Even if you don't have a family yet, but you know one day you have a family of your own. Uncles, aunties, you please open to Proverbs 19:18. If you are there before me, I want three people to read from a three different version of the Bible. Praise the Lord. See, we should chasten our son or daughter while there is hope. So it means it means that, you know, a time will come where there will be no hope. Is that not it? I want somebody to read in, if you have a New Living Translation. You say, yes, 19:18.
There is hope. Do not be a willing party to his death.
Praise the Lord. Can we all underline? We should not be what? Praise the Lord. If you look at this thing, we have four key words there. While there is hope. Can we underline it? Take it home. While there is hope. It simply means the opportunity to shape the destiny, the life of your children will not always be there forever. Am I right? It's a warning to all of us parents. When I saw it, you know, I marvel. Your prime time to train your child is now. How many of us, we remember when Adeni was a baby? Some people knew Adeni when Adeni was in stroller, like the babies. Look at Adeni now. Even my daughter was telling me on Saturday that when Adeni was standing beside me, that the gap is too much. I told her to keep short. So there's a time to do it. Look at it this way. If we don't begin to teach our children from home while they are still under the influence of our home, look at it this way. Even those of us that are sending our children to Christian school, they are saying that they are not going to teach God again. So if they are grounded, if they are rooted before, you know, they will just go out there and build upon it. They will not be shaken, you know. They will not go there and join, you know, even if they are talking about God, they will, because they have a solid foundation from home. Because while there is hope, you know, there are some things that, you know, when we don't do it, forget about it. While there is hope, that we should do it. If you want to try to bend somebody, something that is hard, you know, that is not fresh, it will be hard to bend. But if the person is still fresh, you'll be able to mold it, just like a clay. You mold it to whatever shape you want, and God will help us in Jesus' name. So this is the opportunity. There's one thing they call here DIY, do it yourself. The government is saying that they are not going to do it for us, so we are to do it ourselves, DIY. Nobody is going to do it. Just like I said before, that is the opportunity we have here, that you know your child very well. Sometimes you get somebody to look after your child 24/7, but here you are the one, so you know them. You quickly know where to step in. You remember I share it here many times. I say as soon as you see that the children started lying, that is the time to quickly lead them to Christ. I remember I told you how I gave money to my children. Then they went to the deli. Then they kept some things back. So, and when they got home, then they said they don't have anything. Then Adeni was a baby. Adeni said that good thing that we kept some back. And then I said, yes, this is the time. As soon as they started lying, he was a baby. Then said, I said the thing they bought was too much. I said, I just want you to buy something to treat yourself. I don't, the lolly you bought was a lot, and they kept something back, and I didn't say, oh, good thing that we, you know, innocently, just a good thing we kept some back. I said, yes. Praise the Lord. So that is the time. As soon as they begin to lie, say, yes, this is the time. You quickly capture that opportunity. You don't let that opportunity go. You quickly open the Bible and lead them to Christ, and God will help us in Jesus' name. We must aim to present our children as a gift to the whole world. Look at Moses. Everybody is talking about Moses. You know, everybody, even up till now, you know how God used Moses to part the Red Sea, you know, send deliverance to Egypt, all these things. You know, that should be our aim, our purpose. Just like I said before, I say the most important life in history is the life of your own child. That is it. That is the most important life in history. So we have to continue to affect their life positively in Jesus' name. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Yes, it's true. There are some godly examples that we need to follow from the Bible if, as a family, we are going to train up our children. Let's quickly look at the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 16:44. If somebody is there before me, you can read. Ezekiel 16:44. Praise the Lord. You know, if we are going to train our children in a godly way, you know, we have to show good example. I've shared it many times with us here. My daughter was on the phone for a long time, and I went to her. I said, you've been on the phone for, stop, 5 minutes on the phone too. I said, since that day, no longer. He said, yes, because the example, you know, what they see us do, that is what they do. You know, we have to be very careful as a Christian family, you know. We have to be very careful. What our children see us do have greater impact on them than what we say. So they say, no, you talk for a long time on the phone, so what audacity have you to tell me? I just look at her and say, no, that was the truth. Then I said, okay, I won't talk long on the phone, so I have to lead by example. Praise the Lord, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Number two, you know, we have to, you know, centrality of God and His word in the family. Let's look at Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. We have to make the word of God, you know, a central point in our home. Deuteronomy 6. Verses 4 to 9. They say, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And those words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Praise the Lord. You know, it still applies to us today. You know, this was the instruction that was given to the Israelites, you know, to make God's word visible all around them. You know, in our homes, even in our children, you know, if we, there are many Christian shops in the city that we can go to, look for beautiful Christian literature, put in the room of our children, photo frame, you know, make everywhere, even as they go to the toilet, you can hang something a little bit there, you know, they begin to read it, then they'll come and ask questions, you know. We should make God's word final in our families, you know. We should do it. And the devil knows that as soon as we begin to do all these things, that things, the family will be better, and the world will be as a whole will be better. You know, it's very important that we make the word of God to be central in our home. You have to see us, even as parents, you know, the love that when there's anything, they have to see that we are quick to forgive each other, because it's not going to be possible that, no, we are not going to offend each other. They have to see it in our life that we live in love. You know, it's very important. Point number two or three, we should be available and approachable for the children. You know, let's look at Matthew 26:41. We should be available. Matthew 26:41 says, watch and pray. Am I right? We should watch and pray. The Bible can simply put it, pray. Don't do the watching. We should be available, you know. We should watch and pray. If you are not watching, what will you pray for? If you are not there to even watch, so how can you pray? Both parents should make a deliberate effort to be available for the children. Talk about the Bible, you know, watch and pray. You know, we have to make a deliberate effort. It's not easy. We all run a very tight schedule, but for the sake of our children, you know, we have to watch them. You know, we know those areas that we need to pray more. We have to be on alert against, you know, moral and spiritual pollutants, you know, from everywhere they go. We can't isolate them. They will still go to school and guide your children against them. You know, we have to be approachable to the children. We have to let them understand they can trust, you know, and lean on us. You know, we have to propose in our heart to be approachable. You know, when they come, even when they make mistakes, we should be quick to forgive. Even we adults, we still make mistakes. You should correct them and carry on and move on. And another thing is that, number four, we should teach the children about prayer. It is the responsibility of both parents to teach the parents and the children about prayer. Let's look at Philippians chapter 6, in chapter 4, verse 6. It is the responsibility of the family, the Christian family, to teach their children about prayer. Philippians 4, 6, it says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." You know, we should let the children know the importance of prayer. And how can they know? They see us pray. We teach them to pray, you know. Especially of all with little kids, anytime you are driving them, you know, to a place they like you are taking them to their friend's birthday party or you are taking them to McDonald's. And when I used to do that when my children were young, anytime the light stopped, you know, just to help them to trust, to pray. Anytime the there's red light, I say, "Oh, we can pray so that the light will turn green, so that we quickly go to where we are going to." And they say, "Hey, yeah," and they started praying. So those of us that have little kids, we can start to teach them to pray, you know. And they have to see us praying, even for little things around the house. If we are running late for school, they're going to say, "Oh, because look at the time." So we are going to pray that every light will turn green so that we arrive quickly to school. So those are the little things that we can do that we don't know to teach them so that they start with little prayer and they too they will develop the habit of praying. And we have to, you know, sometimes we can go to the Bible, share the story of, you know, people in the Bible who prayed and God answered them, you know, just share all those little things with them. It will help them, you know, character of the Bible, who prayed and what happened. Then we have to share testimony, let them know that the importance of prayer, the place of prayer in everybody's life, that prayer is very important. Let them know from the tender age, just like we have said before, that there are some things that we don't miss, that they have to be fully developed in our children's life before they go out to the world. So we should not miss those opportunities. And those of us that our children, you know, we can even ask them to prepare, you know, Bible study, so that I bring my children here Saturday morning to pray. I see them the way they pray. You know, we should let them pray even when we need something. So, "Oh, do you know that the family we are in need of this thing?" So, "Okay, you are the one who is going to pray for this provision. You are the one who is going to pray for this one." Then we teach them to pray. We should let them have, you know, if we go to the World Bookshop or all the Christian bookshop, there are some Bible that, you know, that is appropriate for a teenage, you know, young adults, even the little ones. We should make them available for them. It is our responsibility, because they are not going to be taught in school. We are not going to leave it for the Sunday school teacher. We are going to do it ourselves, DIY. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Just like we all know, family altar should be compulsory in every Christian family. You know, it should be a must that we come together, no matter how tight our schedule are. We should come together, set time for the family prayer, you know, reading the Bible together, teaching the children, you know, let them see us reading the Bible. If the morning is not convenient for us, I've shared here with us that sometimes everybody will be in a hurry in the morning. Then we can say, "Okay, we are going to do it this way. Maybe by 6, whatever everybody is doing, everybody will come together and spend like time with God and pray." You know, if we don't start, no time will be convenient. Am I right? We all run a very tight schedule. If we don't make up our mind and say we are going to start our family altar, it won't start. And I can assure you, it's the responsibility of both parents, but we, the women, we can help the men. You know, sometimes they have many things on their mind. We have to remind them, you know, whatever we need to do in the morning, maybe we need to get the children organized so that they will quickly hurry them up so that they will do it. And we have to remind them, "Oh, when are we coming together for the family altar?" It's very important, you know. our children, they have to know about God. They have to appreciate God, because if it's very important that they appreciate God and know who God is. Because if they don't, when they go out there, they won't even have respect for authority if it doesn't start from home. If we look around, look at what is happening everywhere, you know, we look at it and we'll be asking questions. There are a lot of things that we see that call for, you know, just asking questions, why this, why that. I was talking to a sister yesterday, and she was telling me that in her place of work, they are even telling her to come and work on Saturday, or they're telling her, oh, it's double. Say, please, this is school holiday. I have kids. I said, let me stay at home. I said, that's good. I said, sometimes we need to stay back and watch and pray. The Bible did not say pray alone. You should watch. Watch yourself. There are some things that if you watch, if you decide to stay back and watch, God will open your eyes to see. And God will point it out to you. Then you know where to direct your prayers. And God will help us in Jesus' name. It is our responsibility to lead our children to Christ. Let's quickly look at the book of Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. Say, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, you know, which at first began to be spoken by our Lord and was confirmed to us by those who had him? You know, how can we neglect so great salvation? You know, it's very important. Just like I've said before, I'll go back to it. The most important life in history is the life of your own child. So, salvation is very important. Again, let's look at the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 23. Luke 12. Luke 12, 23. It says, life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Life is more than food, you know, and the body is more than to put on beautiful clothes, beautiful dresses. You know, if our children, and you know, if we don't lead our children to Christ in childhood, it may be very difficult, just like we had before, where we read in the book of Proverbs. It will be hard, you know, the opportunity will not be present all the time. We have to look at the opportunity, just like I've said earlier. We have to take the opportunity and win them to Christ as soon as possible. You know, there's danger in delay. You know, when they are still under the strong influence of our homes, that is when to do it. Not when they go out. We don't leave it until they're in high school. They meet with different people from different homes, from different background. When they are still under the strong influence of our homes, you know, it's then to look at it and say, well, it's time for us to talk about Christ. We should know, just like where we read in Luke, our responsibility only is not to feed our children alone and just buy beautiful clothes for them. No. The child needs to be brought to Christ. You know, the salvation of his or her soul must be ranked first in everything. You know, it is very important. Just we know that what will it profit a man, you know, if he owns everything on this earth and the soul is not one to Christ. So that is it. It's very important. We should not leave it to the Sunday school teacher. The Sunday school teacher may assist, may help, but it is our sole responsibility to see that our, as early as possible, that we should be responsible for that. And we should provide them with, you know, Bible that is appropriate for their age. You know, we should even take them to Christian bookshop to learn, to buy things that is going to help them, you know, in the things of God. You know, not only taking them to shops where they can buy toys and other. Sometimes when we want to go and buy something in the Christian bookshop, we can take them along. Those ones that, you know, that are able to pick something for themselves, you know, we should take them along. And we say we are going to buy. We say, oh, where are we going? We are going to the Christian bookshop to buy books that can edify us. You know, it's what they, just like I've said before, it's what they see us, what we do. That's what they will do. But if every time we are always occupied, you know, with buying things that are not showing them to the way of the Lord, you know, that is what they will grow up to be. That is it. So we have to make a deliberate effort to do that, and God will help us in Jesus' name. And I don't know if we don't have any, you know, like some things on like Bible, some Bible passage, Bible illustration in our children's room. It's very important that we get some. They are everywhere. They are even sometimes I've been to Woolworths and I saw Bible and some books. I said, so they sell all these things here. They are everywhere. We should make efforts to buy it. You know, ask them, you know, their favorite Bible passage, you know, they can put it in their room. You can help them to make it, or even they can make it themselves. They can make it bigger, or just buy it and put it in their room. They will see it. They will read it. They will, those of them that can read, even those, the babies, they can put it, you know, when you buy a picture frame of for your child, you know, like a baby, and the ark of God is there, you know, that is the question the child will begin to ask you. Why this ark? Why this one? It's baby Jesus, you know. All those things is very important, because if we look at everything, the world is turning upside down. There are some things that, you know, we just happen. I will just marvel and say, Lord, where are we going? The devil is using the children, and it's using, you know, there are some things that you even happen in a Christian home, and you'll be wondering, are these not supposed to be a Christian? They are. But the devil is working hard, and I pray that we'll not be part of it in Jesus' name. That God will help us and teach us so that we'll be able to teach our children and write in Jesus' name. Another thing about this is that, you know, we have to learn to forgive our children. It's very important. That's what we had this morning. Even since yesterday, we've been hearing when the choir was here, I overheard them, they were talking about forgiveness, you know. You know, sometimes when we don't learn to forgive each other, you know, when something happens, we find it difficult to know that, you see, this is part of me, you know, the way we do to others, we do to our own children unknowingly. So that is why it's very important to form the habit of forgiving each other. Where we read this morning, how many times? 70 times 7. Is it possible for somebody to offend you that much? No. So we should learn, because if we don't learn to accept and forgive our children, you know, it's going to hinder the way, we'll not be able to bring them up in the way of the Lord. And that is what the Bible is saying, that we should bring them, train them in the way of the Lord. We should learn to forgive quick. Even if they make mistakes, sometimes mistake will happen. I may not talk, I don't talk immediately, because so that I don't say what I don't need to say. I'll just withdraw myself and think about it. You know, sometimes it's good to just withdraw ourselves, think about it then. And you have to talk, because if you don't talk, they will think it's acceptable. And you have to be quick to forgive, because if you are not quick to forgive them, you won't be, how do I put it, the bond will not be there as a family. You will still be thinking, look at the effort I've put for this, and I don't know that you can do this. Even we adults, we still make mistakes. We all do. But we should learn to forgive and act quickly, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Just like I've said, it's a very short sermon this morning, and I want us to go home with where we have read. Just like I've said, that everybody should underline Proverbs 19:18. We should meditate it throughout this week, you know, and it will help us that, you know, there are four key words there, while there is hope, you know. So it means, just like I've said, that the opportunity will not be always there, you know, for us to impact positively on the life of our children. And I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. So in closing, we are going to pray. I'm going to thank God again for the word that we have heard this morning. We're going to appreciate God for what we have heard this morning. Thank Him for the word. We're talking about child training in a Christian home. It is not by accident that we are hearing again. There's a purpose for us hearing it again this morning. So appreciate God. Even if you are not yet a parent, you know one day you are a potential parent. You should still appreciate God for what you have had this morning, because one day you will remember and you will use it. I don't know, in any area you are struggling, you know, with the children, the training of the children. You know, we say we should train them where there is still hope. I want us to pray this morning. Ask God to help you. Ask God to enable you. Ask God to have mercy upon you. By yourself, you cannot do it. Commit them into the hand of the Lord. Father, in every area, O Lord, that I've not been doing what I'm supposed to do, Lord, Father, God Almighty, O Lord, that I see, O Lord, Father, we pray, Lord, that you will listen to me, Father, Almighty, O Lord, and this shall be so, Lord, in Jesus' name. Ask God for more grace to do it. He is the God of all impossibility. We can do it. Ask God to help you in any way that you are carrying unforgiveness. Ask God to help you this morning. Because the Bible says that if you believe that and you think that somebody, not even you have something against you and you come to the church, you want to put your offering, you should leave the offering first and go and ask for forgiveness. Ask God to help you. Ask God to empower you, to give you more grace. So that you will be quick to forgive, just like Jesus Christ expects us to do. We're going to pray for our children. I don't know, maybe we are carrying unforgiveness. Maybe there are some things, you know, just like the children will say that maybe whatever we think that might be an embarrassment to us as a result of what our children has done in the past. We're going to ask God this morning to help us so that we'll be able to forgive and move forward in Jesus' name. Ask God to open your eyes so that you'll be able to see, you'll be able to watch and pray. Ask God to separate you. Ask God to give you rest so that you'll be able to separate time and watch over the life of your children and pray. Father God Almighty, O Lord, the owners we have said, O Lord, that the owners we have prayed this morning, Lord, we ask, O Lord, that we ask, O Lord, that you watch and pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. And also, Lord, God Almighty, O Lord, the owners we have said, Lord, this morning, Jesus' name. We have heard the word this morning. We are going to commit our children into the hand of the Almighty God. We are going to pray that they will be zealous in good things only, just like it's written in the book of Galatians 4:18, that they will be zealous in good things only, not only when we are present with them. Lord Almighty, Lord, that they shall be zealous, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, Father, Lord Almighty. Yes, we pray, Lord, that pray that our children, they will not join the multitude to sin. God Almighty, O Lord, that they should not join the multitude to sin, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, God Almighty, O Lord, Father, so Lord, that they should not sin. Pray that the power of the peer pressure will not have power over them in Jesus' name. They will be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that propose that they are not going to bow down to a strange God. Are going to remember, you know, there are some parents at this point that are weeping over the life of their children. We are going to remember them this morning. We are going to pray that God will have mercy on them, that God will cause them to sing a new song in Jesus' name. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as many parents, O Lord, that are weeping, O Lord, even as you, Lord, in this morning, O Lord. Father, we remember, O Lord, Father, even as we are failed, O Lord, that they've caused them to sing a new song, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, even as we pray, O Lord, Father, we appreciate you, that Father, even as we are praised, O Lord, in Jesus' name, Father, we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Almighty Father, we thank you for your word that has come forth this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord, because the word that we have heard today will not stand against us in Jesus' name. Father, we receive new grace. We receive power. We receive enablement, O Lord, so that we'll be able to bring up these children according to your way in Jesus' name. Father, we pray, O Lord, that this one, O Lord, Father, they will be zealous in good things only in Jesus' name. Father, we pray even as for our family, Lord, that you are going to empower us, O Lord, that you are going to empower us so that we'll be able to do, O Lord, we'll be able to do well those things that you have committed into our hands in Jesus' name. Father, we pray, O Lord, for every home here that you are going to increase in knowledge, in wisdom, and understanding so that we'll be able to do according to your will, O Lord, in the life of our children in Jesus' name. We pray that we'll be able to impact positive things on them in Jesus' name. Father, help us, O Lord, we parents, so that we'll be able to live a good example for them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can we rise up and